The processional hymn, 471, Rejoice in God's Saints, today and all days.
Rejoice in God's Saints, today.
Church of the Ascension on this All Saints' Day. And I'm particularly pleased to welcome amongst us a visitor, though no stranger to the parish, John Ferguson, whose formative years were spent in this parish when his father was rector here, and of course his mother, whom we'll remember later, along with others who have died during the past year, also had a ministry, I'm going to call it that, in her own right. We welcome also his fiancée Beverly amongst us as well. This is All Saints' Day, a day set aside by the Church on which we remember those saints officially recognized by the Church on designated days. Also, those known and loved by us in our lives, as well as those whose service of God is known only to Him. We remember all the saints. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other God but me. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. You shall not make for yourself any idol. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God. You shall worship him with reverence and awe. Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy. Christ is risen from the dead. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Lord, have mercy upon us and write these your laws in our hearts. Honor your father and your mother. Live as servants of God. Honor all people. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ. You shall not commit murder. Be reconciled to your brother and sister. Overcome evil with good. You shall not commit adultery. Know that your body is a temple of the Lord. You shall not steal. Be honest in all that you do and care for those in need. You shall not be a false witness. Let everyone speak the truth. You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Love your neighbor as yourself, for love is the fulfilling of the law. Lord, have mercy upon us and write all these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. Lord, you are gracious and compassionate. Lord, have mercy. You are loving to all, and your mercy is over all your creation. Christ, have mercy. Your faithful servants bless your name and speak of the glory of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
To God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. Father, Amen.
Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant us grace, so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The epistle is from the Revelation of St. John the Divine, chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count. For every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands, they cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And in all angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might to be our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn, "For Those We Love Within the Veil."
Is the air conceive thy glory there. Nor know to what high purpose thou dost yet employ their ripened powers, nor how at thy behest they touch this life of ours. There are no tears within their eyes, with love they
the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, one of the principal feasts in the life of the Church. All Saints is a day when we recall the enduring legacy of the faithful, both living and departed, and when we profess that somehow we are mysteriously bound together with them across time and space and context by virtue of our common spiritual heritage. All Saints, like any good mystery, is generative. Images and similes abound in attempts to depict or describe the theological richness of the celebration. Examples are legion. For some, ruminating on All Saints is like reflecting upon a family filled with discrete personalities, each living into their respective lives and callings, and yet bound by shared histories, customs, and relationships. For others, All Saints is, if you like a patchwork quilt, fashioned from unique swatches, carefully stitched together over time, yielding an exquisitely singular source of warmth and comfort and home. for still others, All Saints is like a team, comprised of participants from diverse backgrounds who play their roles in coming together for a common purpose. None of these images is exhaustive, to be sure. Over time and season, each and so many others bears fruit to be savored and appreciated. Each helps us turn the prism, as it were, to glimpse a different angle of this mystery. Each ushers us more deeply into the ineffable reality of being knit together with the whole company of the faithful, even those who worship God on another shore and in a greater light. All Saints is a day saturated with meaning, in no small part because it is a day saturated with stories begging to be dusted off, read and reread. These stories are absolutely full of curious and complex characters who have been blinded or startled or warmed or provoked by God's grace, each noteworthy in their own regard. And yet, for all their diversity, these stories are sheltered under the same roof, protected by the same walls, confirmed and strengthened by the same divine love. Over the centuries, the Church has identified the lives of the saints as tangible expressions of the Beatitudes, of bodies who are poor in spirit, who mourn, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who pursue peace. And so it is fitting that our gospel text on this All Saints' Day is from the first portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, a section concerned with the enumeration of the Beatitudes. The Sermon on the Mount is one of the most, if not the most, scrutinized of Jesus' teachings, likely due to it being his longest sustained discourse in the New Testament. Individuals from every background and vocation have pored over the sermon's words and phrases, searching for moral guidance, scholarly revelation, and spiritual insight for their lives of faith. Much ink has been spilled in efforts to extract every bit of nuance and significance and profundity from Jesus' words. Yet for every volume penned, there are four besides. For every novel interpretation, there are 1,000 wonderings. Though Jesus uttered these words millennia ago, they still demand our attention and prayers to be digested steadily and slowly as we seek the ways God would have us to go. But if you chew long enough, carry this or that statement from Jesus to what appears its logical conclusion, you are bound to find some less than appetizing parts, some bits that are tough to swallow. One of the challenges in sitting with the list of the Beatitudes, and there are many, is that they can quickly embarrass our well-intentioned pursuits of holiness. For those of us who are not sufficiently poor or persecuted, or actively brokering peace, Jesus' teaching can leave us stuck between the rock of apathy and the hard place of shame. Apathetic to our obvious inability to climb the moral mountains of faith, or shameful at our repeated failure for not embodying this new law the sermon prescribes. Both of these responses can cultivate resentment. Resentment towards the Beatitudes themselves, even resentment towards those who have purportedly lived in accordance with them. Wherever the resentment might fall, either on Jesus' teaching or on those who seem to follow it to a T, we can be left in a frustrating place. What to do with this seemingly inaccessible morality on which so much moral importance is placed. This question is not lost on the Church. Throughout history, numerous theologians, pastors, and spiritual writers have bumped against it and continue to do so. Martin Luther, for instance, named the Beatitudes as a measuring stick of sin, revealing just how far each has fallen short of God's glory, and how Jesus beautifully attains what us earthbound folk cannot. Luther is just one. There are others who have emphasized the almost finite distance between this new law and those who are to be shaped by it. While many have lamented the Beatitudes as too heavenly to be of earthly good, there are others who have seen them as Jesus' answer to the age-old question of what constitutes human fulfillment. Jesus is not after judgment. In other words, Jesus is after flourishing. The Beatitudes should not be read as primarily about moral obligation, but as signposts of true happiness. In that way, they demarcate our paths as a people of faith, guiding us as we go about our days. Here are the things that make you happy, Jesus says. Take them in. Let them instill hope and enliven and direct your steps, and they have as they have done for countless before you. Trust that the Holy Spirit will guide you on the way. This is precisely what we see over and over in the lives of the saints. We see individuals in their humanity who sought the narrow path of poverty, meekness, mercy, and purity, and we name them as deeply fulfilled, as truly happy, opening up this well-worn, narrow way in the forest of debilitating grief or agonizing doubt or social unrest. This is simply another way of saying that what is so extraordinary about the saints is the ways in which their ordinary lives unfolded, page by grace-filled page. The saints are those for whom God's love has seeped into the cracks and crevices of the human condition to encourage new ways of seeing themselves and the world and God. Telling the saints' stories are ways not to belittle our own piety and moral judgments, but to repeatedly remind ourselves of how God has worked with and will continue to work with generation after generation in the Church for the fulfilling and elevating of humanity. It is a deep and beautiful mystery that this day we count ourselves members of this great family of faith. It is a deep and beautiful mystery that we are invited to locate our stories among those of martyrs and confessors from millennia past, and to declare boldly the same thread of love running through them all. Might we receive that as a gift this day, and might we be given grace to roll over the glories of the saints, seeing them as honest examples of God at work in our midst, and encouragement for the tough task of living this side of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. God has raised Jesus Christ to sit at his right hand. Let us therefore pray to our Father in heaven through his Son for all the world and remember all the saints. O God, our heavenly Father, we thank you today for calling us your saints. In spite of our unholy lives, you look at us and see Jesus' perfect life and death covering ours. Thank you for this grace, the grace we received when we were baptized. Lord, in your mercy. Thank you for every Christian who has helped us on our journey and encouraged us to keep believing when we felt like giving up. Thank you for all those who taught us the faith. Thank you for those who made the ultimate sacrifice of their lives to ensure others could hear of your love in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. We remember the saints in heaven. Thank you for releasing them from the burden of sin and death in this life and for keeping your promise to them. We especially remember those from our parish who have passed away in the past year. Edith Codd, Esther Ferguson, and Violet Howard. We remember all others personally known to us who are now on another shore and in a greater light in God's nearer presence. Give comfort to all those who grieved over loved ones no longer with us on earth. Especially those keenly feeling the loss of family or friends as a result of the COVID pandemic. Give them the hope only your word can offer us. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for your church on earth, that it may remain faithful to the apostles' teaching and that it will strive for unity. We pray for all Christians, especially those under persecution, that they may imitate the martyrs in bold witness to the gospel. We pray for those who are not yet part of your church and for those who have left it, asking your Spirit to convince them of your love for them in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Bring peace to those nations in conflict and where there is political instability or uncertainty. Protect those who fear the current coronavirus pandemic and give them hope. Move those with plenty to share with those who have little. Help all people to love their neighbor as themselves. Lord, in your mercy. God of life, we give thanks for the love you have shown to the world through all your saints, and we celebrate our continuing communion with them whenever we worship. Keep us looking to Jesus and help us to keep giving a clear witness to him, living the holy lives you have called us to live by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious love, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God through Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who are far off and those who were near. The peace of the Lord be always with you. In present circumstances, the offering will not be lifted at this point in the service. It may be left in the basket at the back of the church afterwards. Hymn 459, for all the saints who from their labors rest.
Their captain in
communion, fellowship divine. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine, and will on in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia. And when the strife is fierce, the warfare long steals on the ear, the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again, and arms are strong.
Brightens in the west, soon, soon to faithful warriors come their rest. Sweet in the calm of paradise the blessed. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, it is right to give you thanks and praise. In the saints, you have given us an example of godly living, that rejoicing in their fellowship, we may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and with them receive the unfading power of glory. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing.
Holy, holy, holy. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ, your Son, commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Where possible, with those wishing to receive communion, which will be in one kind only, please stand in their pews. Otherwise, I will assume you do not wish to receive, unless you indicate otherwise. Thank you. God, the source of all holiness and giver of all good things, may we who have shared at this table as strangers and pilgrims here on earth be welcomed with all your saints to the heavenly feast on the day of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God give you grace to share the inheritance of all his saints in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. The parish magazine will be distributed by post during the coming week and will also appear online. Poppies are available here in church on the table at the entrance door today and next Sunday. If you would like a poppy or poppies, please take some and leave a contribution for the Poppy Day appeal in the basket at the back of the church. Sunday next is Remembrance Sunday in Annahilt at 10 o'clock. There will be a service of morning prayer preceded by an act of remembrance, and at 12 noon in Mara Hamlet, similarly, morning prayer preceded by an act of remembrance. The special preacher at both services will be the Bishop, the Right Reverend David McClay. The loose collection at both services will be in favour of the traditional poppy appeal. And once again, those who intend being present, please inform the church wardens. Their contact details are on the parish website and will also be in the parish magazine. The recessional hymn, Jerusalem the Golden, with milk and honey blessed.
Jerusalem the Golden, with milk and honey blessed, beneath thy contemplation, sing heart and voice oppressed. I know not, oh, I know not, what joy awakens there, what radiancy of glory, what gifts beyond compare. They
stand those halls of Zion, all jubilant with song, and bright with many an angel, and all the martyr throng. The princes ever
to love and serve the Lord.